Welcome back to Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gum. About 40% of Medicare participants in America choose private insurance in the form of Medicare Advantage plans. These plans often come at no cost and offer more preventive care options than traditional Medicare, say advocates, and they are increasingly the choice of women and people of color who see them as more tailored to their needs. But there are also concerns that they are vulnerable to fraud, fail people that get sick, or limit provider choices. Here to talk about Medicare Advantage plans is Christine Groh, who represents the Coalition for Medicare Choices. Thank you for being here. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Coalition for Medicare Choices? I understand it's sort of a consumer group.
That's right. The Coalition for Medicare Choices represents about 2 million seniors around the nation who have Medicare Advantage plans for their healthcare coverage, and they really enjoy and appreciate the benefits that they get through those plans. Their number one goal is to communicate to our members of Congress in Washington that Medicare Advantage provides very important benefits at a very strong value, and they want to make sure the Medicare Advantage program is protected for the tens of millions of seniors that rely on it today.
So there is evidence that Medicare Advantage plans save money for consumers. They have good health outcomes. There's also some concern about them in terms of recent reports of fraud and that they only kind of cover the healthiest people. So let's talk a little bit about that. They clearly, though, offer a choice for consumers. How do they work versus what is termed sort of original Medicare?
Sure. So when you qualify for Medicare, you have a choice. You can purchase plans that are traditional Medicare. So that would be Medicare Part A or Part B. Part A covers hospitalization. Part B would cover doctor visits. Or you can get a Part C plan, which covers those benefits and more. Often, Medicare Advantage will also include prescription drug coverage as well. What's different about Medicare Advantage is that it's often available for $0 additional premium for the seniors who choose them. They offer a wide variety of additional benefits, and those benefits could include things like coverage for vision, coverage for dental, prescription drugs, even fitness programs, chronic condition programs to help you manage chronic conditions like diabetes or heart conditions. So there's a lot of additional value that you get for the investment of the dollars in your health.
How are these plans able to offer such expanded health and health monitoring options to their consumers?
First, it's a very strong public-private partnership. So the program is administered by the CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in Washington, and they keep a very close eye on the quality that these plans deliver. The plans themselves are offered by health insurance providers. So these are private insurance providers, very competitive market, and they are working to provide the best value so that they attract people to their plans. This is a market that's really offers a lot of choices so that people can shop with their dollars. You know, what are the services that are right for them? What is the most value? So the health insurance providers do a great job on negotiating lower costs, making sure that they're providing benefits for a very cost-effective price point. And because they've been doing this for several years, they've got great experience in delivering for their seniors.
A significant number of consumers are choosing Medicare Advantage plans. You said about 40% of people. A few industry voices say they think that the current administration, the Biden administration, will continue to support the expansion of Medicare Advantage plans. Is there any reason to think that that won't happen?
Well, you're right. About today, we have about 26 million Americans who choose Medicare Advantage today. And if you look at the state of Arizona specifically, it's nearly 600,000 residents choose Medicare Advantage. While the Biden administration has been typically, you know, favorable of Medicare and Medicare Advantage, we always get concerned when we get to budget time that folks will start to look around and you know, Medicare and Medicare Advantage are often programs that are looked at to see, should we be taking dollars out of that program to direct them to other priorities that we have? So as you know, there was just a great COVID relief bill that was just passed. We have other bills behind it that they're looking to invest in infrastructure and other priorities. our message is all of that is great, all of that is important for Americans, but as you're looking for ways to look, you know, find those dollars to fund those programs, that should not come out of the Medicare Advantage program.
Well, because as you note, I mean, long-term Medicare funding is, it's almost not even fair to call it long-term because it's in such crisis. How might these plans contribute to solving the problems with Medicare funding?
That's a really good point, because if you look at federal government-run healthcare systems and competitive programs like Medicare Advantage, what we find historically is that they offer a better value for every healthcare dollar invested. So you are saving dollars. If you look at the Medicare Advantage program and the traditional Medicare program, you see that we're pretty much spending the same amount on Medicare Advantage as we are on traditional Medicare, but we're getting a lot more for those dollars that are invested. So as we continue to have folks who require prescription drug medications, have chronic conditions, are looking to, you know, preventive services to keep their health strong so that they are not sick, you know, we think these are very important programs that we should be investing more in and certainly not taking dollars out of the program.
What about concerns about fraud? I read a recent editorial that there were some reporting issues in terms of the industry. How is the industry responding to that?
That's another good question. If you look at fraud, waste, and abuse, this is a great priority of the health insurance providers in every aspect of their business. How do you fight against the bad apples who could be trying to commit fraud? If you look at traditional Medicare and compare that to Medicare Advantage, what you find is that fraud in Medicare Advantage is far, far less than it is in the traditional Medicare program, because the health insurance providers are investing to find it, stop it before it happens, root it out, and bring the fraudsters to justice. The government-run system just doesn't have the same resources and focus to invest in stopping fraud before it happens. The other thing is Medicare Advantage is a managed care program, so it's designed to, you know, watch and see how care is being used, so it's more equipped to identify fraud before it happens, whereas the traditional Medicare program is more what they call it a fee-for-service. So as the bills come in from doctors, they're simply paying them, and it does not provide a lot of the management tools and capabilities for identifying fraud proactively.
What about the charge that these plans fall short when healthy people become sick?
We think that that is not the case. If you look at, there have been a lot of clinical studies that have been done over the years in Medicare Advantage, you know, because it is an interesting topic. We've had a lot of debates about, is Medicare Advantage the right direction? And what you find is that in 16 out of 16 clinical quality measures, Medicare Advantage plans always top traditional Medicare. You know, these are programs that, you're right, they do focus on preventive care first because we don't want people getting sick in the first place, but they're also there when people do get sick and when they do have health emergencies so that you can get the care that you need and deserve. So they're really designed for both parts.
There's obviously a lot of politics around healthcare, more than perhaps in years past, or maybe just a bit more bitter than in years past. Where might Medicare Advantage plan providers work with the government, the administration, Congress, to actually improve healthcare options out and outcomes for people? You sort of addressed this earlier, but and frankly control, you know, high costs, which obviously can't be a solely government issue to fix.
So healthcare costs are a big issue that they're focused on every single year, and that priority will never waver. The other factor that we think Medicare Advantage plans are doing a great job at is improving health equity and health outcomes for diverse populations, especially if you talk about communities that have been traditionally underserved, such as the African American communities, the Hispanic Latino communities. Medicare Advantage plans do a great job in serving those members. And in fact, most recently, the best example is health insurance providers have launched the Vaccine Community Connectors pilot initiative, in which they have a goal of vaccinating at least 2 million seniors from COVID-19, and it really focusing on those communities that tend to be underserved and where the metrics are falling behind other communities in getting vaccines into arms. health insurance providers have the data to do that, and they have the community relationships to do that, and they have a great experience in reaching out to members to educate them on the vaccines, meet them where they are, help them get an appointment, even help them get transportation to the appointment if needed. And right now we're seeing a lot of them focused on getting vaccines to homebound populations so that those folks are vaccinated too and get back to the moments that we all miss.
You mentioned something important there, serving underserved communities and populations. How do you, I know that sometimes in our community, it doesn't feel like there's as much of an option for consumers. How do you make sure that you're getting to those areas where you can really serve those populations?
It all starts in the community. This has got to be community driven. And that means having very deep relationships with the people that you serve and understanding what's important to them. And then having deep relationships with the community leaders and walking alongside of them as they're working through challenges. If you look at Medicare Advantage today, nearly half of people who are Hispanic or African American who are eligible for Medicare are choosing Medicare Advantage. And about 57% of Medicare Advantage beneficiaries are women. Almost half of enrollees in Medicare Advantage make less than $25,000 a year. So these are people who can really use the additional support to ensure they have equitable access. And, you know, that's all about the personal relationships that these plans prioritize every single year. And, you know, they're looking forward to working with those members, especially through the COVID-19 crisis, where that support is needed more than ever.
Each year we go through an open enrollment period, and this is sort of a personal question. Having gone through this in my own family recently, it's an education process. When you get to this point in your life, or you get to this point in your life for a family member that you're helping through, you're learning a whole new set of terminology. You're learning about, you know, Medicare versus Medicare Advantage. It's confusing for people. How can an organization like yours help people better understand those choices?
Well, being part of our network is one way. And if folks are interested in checking out the coalition, you can go to medicarechoices.org. But there are a lot of other resources you can turn to. One is to the website healthcare.gov, which has a plan finder tool that allows people to enter their doctors, their medications, and find plans that will cover what seem to be best for them. You can talk to a broker in your area about your healthcare needs, and they can help you find a plan. And if you have coverage through an employer or through the individual market today, and you like the coverage that you have, you can also call your health insurance provider to let them know, hey, I'm about to qualify for Medicare. Do you have Medicare Advantage plans that I might want to think about? You know, what are some of the other things that I can consider as I'm getting ready to make that choice for myself and my family?
What has been the trend in Medicare Advantage plans, say 10 years ago versus today? Are there a lot more people choosing these plans?
A lot more people. And we've been really pleasantly surprised by how much that we have grown. When we looked at January of this year, we were expecting that Medicare Advantage enrollment would reach 25 million Americans. Now here we are at the end of March, beginning of April, over 26 million, and that number continues to grow. And what that tells us is people like the choice, they like the benefits that they're seeing, and it's just better for them than traditional Medicare. So, you know, I think what we're going to see is we're going to continue to see people make those choices, make sure that their voices are heard of what's important to them, and the health insurance providers competing to make sure that they're delivering on what people deserve and expect.
All right, Christine Groh of the Coalition for Medicare Choices, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that will do it for Arizona Edition this week. Our program is a production of KAWC, Colorado River Public Media. Questions or comments about the program are welcome. Send them to news@kawc.org. This and past programs are available at kawc.org online or on the KAWC app available in your Play Store. Just search KAWC. I'm Lou Gumm. This is Arizona Edition. Thanks for listening.